All right. Holiday season. Tis the season to be jolly. We want to make sure that one of the things we do to be jolly is have a good marriage. So let's listen in again on Two Worlds. Listen to that discussion about two worlds. What was that about? Two worlds. Two worlds in marriage?
You're listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station.
Chicago. Beginnings is the title of the song, and it's helping us open up the second hour of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Ah, yes, in love.
Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. Oh, no. I wish I could sing it to you.
You ever had times like that? Just being in her presence. Isn't it good, ladies, to know that we men have emotions that go along with our love for you, just like you have emotions that go along with your love for us? Want to feel this forever.
Only the beginning. Only just the start. Yes. I got to get you into my life, baby. I got to get you next to me. It's only the beginning. Yeah, yeah. It's only just the start. It's only just the start.
Expressing that love through the horns. Yeah, you know I'm going to have to let you hear some more of that. This is only the beginning. As long as we've been together, I'm finding that my love for you is growing stronger and stronger. The stronger our connection with each other grows. And my mind is more made up now than ever before that this is only the beginning. It's been 5 years. It's just the beginning. It's been 10 years. This is only the beginning. What about if things were really, really rocky for quite some time? Maybe it was rocky from the start. You all started out in the hole when it comes to love. You started on the negative side of the number line. You were on the left of zero because somebody brought a lot of stuff into the relationship that should not have been there. But somebody said, you know, some kind of way, we've got to get this turned around. And after years of hard work, much prayer, you all finally started coming together. And for you all, maybe it's not the beginning. Maybe it's a new beginning. And the new beginning is so sweet that you decide, hey, this way and no other way from now on. We had been taking a look at bringing those two lives together, those two worlds, that's what I've been calling them, because there's so much involved in that. Wow, you're talking about personalities that have been shaped, formed, developed by what each individual received from the moment of conception. And think about all that was in each of the parents who contributed to the fetus. The parents, each of the parents, bringing to the table, even before they joined together sexually, all that had shaped their hearts, their minds, their attitudes, their emotional makeup. Two worlds coming together. Talking generations of worlds. Generations of worlds. For real, ladies and gentlemen, this is real talk about real relationships. Generations of worlds, of lives being brought together each time a man and a woman come together and his sperm fertilizes her egg and another human is conceived. We talked about, just to give you a few, just a few reminders. We talked about how, you know, once we bring our world together with someone else's world, each of us knows something about our strengths and weaknesses. We know something about our dreams and desires. Each of us comes with the ability to continue growing as a person. Each of us knows something about our true interest in doing what's right. We each know about our habits, all of our habits, including when it comes to being loyal. So each person brings the sum of all that I mentioned just then and some other things that I mentioned previously when I talked about two worlds becoming one world. Each person brings the sum of all of the above, the sum of our world with us. Because you think about it, all that is in us is our life. All that is in us makes up our life. And when we decide that we're going to join our life to someone else's life, we are joining to them all that we are. Our entire world, whatever it is about our world that makes it our world, that makes our life, all of that comes with us. We bring the sum of it, not just a part of it, not just a few parts of it, the sum of what we are at the moment that we're trying to join our world to someone else's world, our life to someone else's life. That's what we bring. We bring those with us and we attempt to combine our worlds with another person's world when coming together in marriage. Two worlds make up the lives of two individuals who have the challenge of bringing the two worlds together to make one world, and hopefully one that reflects a harmonizing of the two. That's why I mentioned it's so important for us to be aware of what we're bringing to the table and be honest about it. One of the great weaknesses that many people, male and female, bring to the marriage table is a determination to be unfaithful to the person they're joining with. And you can't help but ask the question, are you truly joining with this person in every sense of the word joining, heart and spirit, not just joining by having each of your names typed onto a legal document that says you're now husband and wife, you're now married. That legal document is critical, but the legal document doesn't bring you truly together. The legal document does not bring the two worlds together in harmony. The attitudes, the dispositions, the mindsets, the hearts of the two people either will bring the two worlds together in harmony, or they will not. They will actually prevent it from happening. And all it takes is one member of that duo, that couple, to have his or her mind made up that they are not going to be faithful to the spouse. And it is truly amazing how many people decide to get married and they already have it settled in their hearts and minds that they are not going to be faithful to the one that they're getting married to. And men, there are many men who make that decision. There are many women who make that decision. They will not be loyal, faithful, dedicated, devoted to the one whose name is going on that legal document along with their name. So they're married legally, but they won't marry with their hearts. And when that decision is made, that they're not going to have their hearts engaged in the process, they're not going to have their minds engaged in the process, they're not going to have their emotions engaged in the process by letting their heart become one heart with the other person's, by not allowing their emotions to join together with the emotions of the other person, they're not going to begin to think more and more like the other person and have them truly become united. It becomes extremely difficult, if not impossible, to truly live together in harmony. And remember, what we're talking about is bringing the two worlds together to make one world that reflects a harmonizing of the two worlds. And I think that some of you have probably figured out by now, some of you who may have decided that unfaithfulness would be the way for you to go. A lack of dedication to the person that whose name was on that legal document along with yours. A lack of dedication to that person was the way that you preferred to go. How many of you truly regret that decision? Now that, number one, you brought so much unnecessary and avoidable drama into those two worlds, your world and the world of your spouse, and in the process, deprived both of you of some of the most beautiful periods of life in your two worlds. You kept those two worlds separate by being unfaithful, brought drama into the equation, the life equation, as a result. And enjoyed, truly enjoyed bringing the drama because you decided that the drama was worth your commitment to being unfaithful. In some kind of way, somewhere down the road, you finally began to come to your senses and realized you had messed up. Like I said, for some of you who've even been living together for 20 years, just a man and a woman sharing a roof, but not husband and wife sharing a life. Just a man and a woman sharing a roof, maybe even a name, but not truly together. This could still be a new beginning. Let's look into this some more when I come back. This is the Great Power Friday to look into harmonizing the two worlds.
I'm silent, baby. Yeah, yeah. I'm silent. Thank you.